According to News from Africa, Kenya's president has refused to sign into law a bill that would effectively silence journalists. The proposed legislation would have allowed courts to force reporters to reveal their sources. Hundreds of journalists protested last week outside the Kenyan parliament. Vincent Brossels from Reporters Without Borders said the president's rejection of the bill was a good sign that top officials in Kenya support the media.
I mean, obviously, it's a good news that the president rejected the bill, because this bill was promulgated. It means that in some way the investigating journalism in Kenya was almost dead. The situation in Kenya is not perfect, but it's much better than in some neighboring countries. Obviously, the corruption and all these social problems that are affecting Kenya have an impact on the way the journalists can work. But problems don't come only from the state or the authorities, but also from the society or powerful people. So the fact that the president decided to support the campaign of the media industry and journalists is positive, because it showed that at the top level of the state there is a goodwill for the press freedom. So let's see what the government will do, but I can only recommend them to stop this assault against media freedom.